amongst the crowd, a heart bright and a heart well mend. Walks on home, tired from work, the letter falls from his hand. He reaches out only to catch the sky, it's gone with the wind. Gotta say, gotta say, spell your name. Up and down, there it goes, paper aeroplane. It hasn't flown the seven seas to you, but it's on its way. It goes through the hands and to someone else to find you, girl. I say,
hasta la vista, baby.
Now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show. It's a new one by Dead Ghosts called Girl Across the Street. A collection of live recordings released on a one-sided LP done by Seattle's CMR TYZ Art Collective. And yeah, some pretty good stuff on there. Indian Wars coming up next year, but lots of great new stuff, including a new one by Frankie Rose. Some may better know her as a former drummer of Vivian Girls, Crystal Stilts, and the Dum Dum Girls, striking out on her own. Brand new LP is forthcoming. Pretty excited about that. Morning music by Big Troubles. And a little spotlight on the brand new stuff just released on Permanent Records based in Chicago. Right now, like I mentioned, this is Indian Wars with Pick You Up.
Campus Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Back with Pop Jones Show, CITR 101.9. Last track there was Here Comes a Big Black Cloud, taken from their split 7-inch with Tiny Knives, released on the Stank House, a record label. Also on the Stank House label before that was Paul Carey, a former member of the Horrors, and just recently did a split 7-inch with the OCs. Anyways, Paul Carey has a brand new LP out, Ghost of a Man. The song you heard was called On the Rise. And before that, Indian Wars with Pick You Up, taken from the split 7-inch with Fungi Girls, released on the CMR TYZ record label. Right now, we got a... it's not out yet for another couple weeks, but this is a new one from Frankie Rose, who spent some time in the Vivian Girls, Dum Dum Girls, and Crystal Stilts. And in fact, helped write Vivian Girls a few songs and in those early days, including Where Do You Run To. She's got a brand new full-length released to be released on the Slumberland record label. I believe it's September 12th. Really, really great stuff. Got a preview of it here. This is a track called Candy.
Oh, If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Tune into the Bop Drones show. Last track there was Bless Your Grave from San Diego, California. Brand new self-titled 7-inch released on a pretty new label. In fact, it's their initial release, one of the many blogs to turn record labels. Mishka NYC. The track you heard there was called A Stranger in the House. Next week, probably play the flip side, which is a cover of a sleep song. Pretty interesting for these guys to take on sleep. And all you stoner rock fans out there probably already know Sleep have just recently reunited. I believe they're playing a show as close as at least Portland. Should be pretty good. Anyways, Terror Bird before that with their new split 7-inch with Certain Breeds. Both Vancouver bands there. The track you heard was called Who's Sorry Now. It was released on Global Symphonic. And then we had New Jersey's Big Troubles before that with a Drastic and Difficult 7-inch just released on the Old English Spelling Bee. Sorting everything out there. Frankie Rose and the Outs. Brand new LP to be released on Slumberland in a couple weeks. Highly recommend the stuff, especially if you were into that last Dum Dum Girls record. I think it's even much better than that. And anyways, song you heard was called Candy. You'll be hearing more from that in the coming weeks, I'm sure. Right now, we're going to get into Permanent Records kind of spotlight here. They've been pretty busy releasing a lot of cassettes and LPs this year, more than any other year in their brief existence. Two brand new cassettes by some up-and-coming Chicago bands. The first one here is a group called Brain Idea, who are released this cassette with Permanent and will have an LP due, I believe, by the end of the year. So this is sort of a bit of a teaser here. I don't know much about them. They are fairly new, but really good stuff. This is Brain Idea with One More Time.
this is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're gonna have a hell of a time saying what it is.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day.
Back with CITR 101.9's Pop Drones show. Last track there was Chicago's Heater. The track, A Black and Gold, taken from a new LP released on the Permanent Records label entitled God and Hair. Heater featuring kind of a who's who of Chicago avant rock, members of Cave, Sneakers, Jerusalem and the Star Baskets, and the very short-lived California Raisins. They've all gotten together and sort of formed a new, I guess you could call that a supergroup. Pretty astonishing hair-raising stuff. And before that, new group from Chicago as well, entitled called Running. That song you heard there was called Number One Dad, a cassette also released on a Permanent Records, and Brain Idea with a little track to be reissued on vinyl later in the year by that label. Right now, I'm going to get into the back into the heavier stuff here. This is a new one from the Puffy Areolas called $200 Jeans.
Hey!
from the modern world and problems of the modern world from the modern world.
We'll be right back.
Back with Pop Drones. Let's see, ITR 101.9 FM. Kind of a new one there from Unnatural Helpers. That's a 7-inch just released on the Dirty Knobby label based out of Seattle. They have a new LP released on the new Sub Pop subsidiary label called Hardly Art. For that was Holy Cobras with May You Be Free to Roam, taken from a very recent 7-inch put out by Telephone Explosion. And the Puffy Areolas with $200 Jeans, new 7-inch on the Distassi label. Right now we're going to get into, play a little bit of it last week. Got another jam for you. This is San Francisco Water Cooler, new self-released LP here for you. This is called August Receipt.
Thank you.
with the Pop Drones show here. Pretty much just getting things wrapped up. That was a brand new one by a fairly newish group called Atelocene. Kind of most notable for having one of their members be one of the more famous pornographic actresses right now, namely Sasha Grey. Her and two other fellows making some nice kind of Coil-esque music there. That is their second release, with another one due fairly soon. That was actually released on the Days record label, notable for releasing some Coombe Transmissions reissues, that being the pre-Throbbing Gristle recordings. And also stuff by Twin Stumps and a host of other great music. Yeah, looks like that one's actually went out of print fairly quickly. 500 copies gone in about a week. So here's hoping that they actually repress that one of these days here. Before that, we heard Prince Rama from their new LP on the Paw Tracks label. That song was called Earwax. You can actually catch Prince Rama playing in Vancouver here, September 22nd, I'll be playing the Cobalt. More on that as it gets a little closer. I'll give you guys some reminders. That should be a really, really good show. Apparently their live show is quite fantastic, so pretty excited about that one. And then San Francisco Water Cooler with August Receipt, brand new self-titled or self-released LP entitled 2. Right now, we're getting into... this is a new one from a group here, as well, Vancouver band Flash Palace, formerly known as Tigerhead. I've actually been at it for, I guess, close to 2 years now, and finally have a tangible release, which is actually garnering a bit of attention here. Weird Canada did a pretty nice posting for them just the other week, and Pitchfork picked up on that, and, yeah, placed a little blurb about them on their well-read website. So yeah, some big things coming up for these young fellows. So I'm gonna get right to it. This is Flash Palace with Move Ice Blue Air.